This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul is suing the Trump administration, along with attorneys general from 21 other states, over Trump's plans to cut funding for medical and public health research at universities. Indirect cost reimbursements would be cut to 15%. Raoul estimates it could cost the University of Illinois $67 million next year.
Medical researchers can't function without labs, equipment, proper safety protocols, high-speed data processing, and support staff.
Raoul says last year, money from the National Institutes of Health helped the U of I develop an antibiotic to fight drug-resistant bacteria. The attorneys general filed that lawsuit today in Massachusetts federal court. The family of a woman who was killed in yet another Chicago police chase gone wrong is slated to receive $27 million. My colleague Mariah Wolfel reports Angela Parks, a mother of five, was hit by a driver who police suspected had stolen a car. The officer chased the car without approval from his boss, violating a policy that bans cops from high-speed chases when the only suspected crime is a stolen car. The law department says Parks was permanently paralyzed after the crash and struggled medically for 18 months before she died.
The plaintiff will seek damages for Mrs. Parks' 18 months of pain and suffering, this disfigurement, her over $2 million in medical bills, and the family's grief and sorrow.
Analysis by WTTW shows taxpayers have paid out nearly $80 million since 2019 to resolve lawsuits from people who were injured during police pursuits. After failing multiple times to pass out of Springfield, Karina's bill has now been signed by Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker into Karina's law. Karina Gonzalez, the law's namesake, was shot and killed, allegedly by her husband in 2023. A judge had ordered him to stay away from Karina and her children, but he still had access to his gun and allegedly killed her daughter, Daniela, as well. My colleague Mawa Iqbal reports the law mandates officers to remove guns from people accused of domestic violence within 4 days of a judge's order. Karina's son is Manny Alvarez and says his family has gone through some of the worst pain imaginable.
I hope that the future survivors won't have to suffer as much as our family and countless others have had to at the hands of abusers.
The law goes into effect in 90 days. A new COVID-19 memorial monument will be built in Chicago this year. My colleague Adora Namigade reports the illuminated 25-foot monument will honor people around the world who were impacted by COVID and worked to limit its spread. It will be located in the Illinois Medical District on Chicago's Near West Side. The Sun-Times reports the monument is made up of five multicolored statues that look like a mix of a dandelion and the COVID virus itself. This is meant to showcase the universality of the pandemic, since dandelions also grow worldwide. A volunteer commission of professors, doctors, and authors collaborated on the monument idea, and they're leading a grassroots effort to fund the project. It's expected to be unveiled in the fall. And pitchers and catchers from the Chicago Cubs have reported to training camp in Arizona. The Cubs and the Los Angeles Dodgers are getting a bit of a head start on spring training this season. The two teams will play two regular season games next month in Tokyo. Weather sunny and cold, a high in the mid-30s, and then cloudy tonight, a slight chance of snow overnight, a low in the low 20s. And Tuesday, cloudy, slight chance of snow, high in the upper 20s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.